The San Luis Coastal Unified School District approved major budget cuts Tuesday night. The decision sets the stage for possible layoffs and reductions to student services for the 2026-2027 school year. District officials say the loss of one-time COVID funding and a multi-million dollar tax tied to the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant made the cuts unavoidable. But some parents and staff argue the district had years to prepare. I'm KCBX's Gabriela Fernandez. After hours of emotional testimonials from students, parents, and staff, San Luis Coastal School District trustees voted to move forward with more than $5 million in budget cuts. By the time the board began deliberating, the room had heard from dozens of speakers, including students in band uniforms, teachers, counselors, and parents. All warned the proposed cuts would fall hardest on student support services. Music teacher Katie Bravante urged trustees to reconsider reductions to music, teachers, and counseling positions.
Since September, I have not had just one or two, but four students who were hospitalized due to mental health crises. Who was there to provide the life-saving support they needed? Our counselors were there.
Trustees, including Superintendent Eric Prater, did not dispute the impact to students, but they framed the vote as unavoidable.
One-time money to solve an ongoing problem is extremely difficult. And we said it as a board. We said it as a staff. This money is one-time money, but the needs are significant. So we did what we knew the kids, the staff needed during that time.
For nearly 10 years, PG&E paid an annual unitary tax to local agencies, including the school district, to offset the impacts of operating the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant in the local community.
We historically have received approximately $10 million a year in unitary tax for the ongoing operation of Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant.
When legislation for the unitary tax was passed nearly a decade ago, the power plant was expected to close in 2025, meaning PG&E would no longer have to pay the tax after the plant's closure. But today, the plant remains open, and that money still hasn't been replaced. However, many parents, including Michael Lowe, argued the district had many years to prepare for these cuts.
A $10 million fiscal cliff over 2 years, when you've known about it coming since 2016, is bad fiscal policy. And so this is now where we have people's jobs and livelihood at stake because of the fiscal policy decisions.
District officials estimate about 15 full-time positions could be eliminated by June 2026. That includes secondary counselors, along with teachers in math, English, science, social science, and middle school electives. Caroline Cota, a social science instructor at Los Osos Middle School, says the loss of a counseling staff comes as student mental health needs are rising.
Pre-COVID, I maybe directed one or two students to our counselor, fearing that they were depressed or suicidal. It's about every 2 weeks at this point.
San Luis Obispo County health data supports that concern. Between 2021 to 2023, nearly half of 11th grade students surveyed in SLO County reported persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness, a roughly 30% increase from a decade earlier. PG&E, in a statement, said funding for schools would require new legislation. Meanwhile, local legislators say they're stepping in. Senator John Laird, whose district includes parts of SLO County, says he plans to pursue a fix when the legislature reconvenes.
I have met with many people involved in this, and I am looking for a path for legislation when we come back on January 5th.
The board will make final budget approvals in June 2026. Trustees encouraged parents, students, and staff to stay engaged and to continue pressing state leaders and PG&E as decisions move forward. For KCBX News, I'm Gabriela Fernandez.